I got the conch," he shouted. "I tell you, I got the conch." Surprisingly, there was silence now. The tribe were curious to hear what amusing thing he might have to say. Silence and pause. But in the silence, a curious air noise close by Ralph's head. He gave it half his attention, and there it was again. A faint zoop. Someone was throwing stones. Roger was dropping them, his one hand still on the lever. Below him, Ralph was a shock of hair and Piggy a bag of fat.
"I got this to say. You're acting like a crowd of kids."
The booing rose and died again as Piggy lifted the white magic shell.
"Which is better, to be a pack of painted Indians like you are, or to be sensible like Ralph is?"
A great clamor rose among the savages. Piggy shouted again.
"Which is better, to have rules and agree, or to hunt and kill?"
Again the clamor, and again, zoop. Ralph shouted against the noise.
"Which is better, law and rescue, or hunting and breaking things up?"
Now Jack was yelling too, and Ralph could no longer make himself heard. Jack had backed right against the tribe, and they were a solid mass of menace that bristled with spears. The intention of a charge was forming among them. They were working up to it, and the neck would be swept clear. Ralph stood facing them, a little to one side, his spear ready. By him stood Piggy, still holding out the talisman, the fragile, shining beauty of the shell. The storm of sound beat at them, an incantation of hatred. High overhead, Roger, with a sense of delirious abandonment, leaned all his weight on the lever. Ralph heard the great rock before he saw it. He was aware of a jolt in the earth that came to him through the soles of his feet, and the breaking sound of stones at the top of the cliff. Then the monstrous red thing bounded.